And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Ansley Litchfield head boys basketball coach Matt Drew. Coach, first off, congratulations on winning a district championship, making it to the state tournament. I'm sure it's an exciting time for you, your team, and also for your communities.
Yeah, I think it's always special when you make it down to state. You know, it's a new format. I think it's even harder to make it down to state. So we appreciate our community support, our both school support, and, you know, the kids buy-in.
Matt, your team has won 11 of your last 12, 7 in a row. What's been the key to that run coming down the stretch, you think?
I think people continue to improve throughout the year. I think people understand what we need them to do better. One thing that has kind of been an improvement is Zach Loy has been more of a scorer, more of a threat on offense, and that's really helped us. We've really probably played our best defense in the last 7 games too, just kind of more of a less aggressive defense where we're okay playing a tight game and not trying to blow people out with our press. So the kids continue to build confidence. You know, when we beat SEM and Elm Creek, I think they kind of have that confidence that we can win about any game.
Coach, I want to take you back to the district final for just a moment against Bancroft Rosalie. I was looking at their team coming into that game. 14 times, I think, during the season they had scored 60 or more. 7 times they had scored 70 or more. You hold them to 46. You talked about your defense. You had to be really pleased with your defensive effort that night.
Yeah, and it wasn't even a real 46. I mean, we had them under 30 going into the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. So I was, you know, the kids, We had a plan. They executed the plan to perfection. Luke Bailey's really bought in to being the top of our zone, and you know, our post played really well. They had a 6'6" kid that we were able to shut down. Then we were very smart on how we closed down on their shooter. So it was just total team buy-in and understanding the scouting report and, you know, executing well. And then, you know, we didn't. We wanted to make it kind of a half-court game. We did have some runouts with Layton, but, you know, the pace was also important, not just defense, and the boys did a great job with that.
You talk about your kids understanding things, Coach. Can you talk a little bit about the basketball IQ of your group? Because as we watch them play, it really does seem like you've got a group that just understands the game and can understand what you are wanting to do as a coach.
Yeah, I think the communication between coaches and players has been great all year. We have a good trust. I would say this is probably the most set plays I've ever given a high school team, and you know, those have been important to get us some points when we're struggling. You know, I think it's just a lot of trust that I believe in them, they believe in me, and then, you know, I know some people think I yell a lot, but these guys are always willing to ask questions, and if it doesn't make sense, we ask questions. We just don't shake our heads yes. We ask most of the questions. We ask what we need to do, sometimes why. But, you know, when you have a trust that your coach can give you an answer or a player can give a recommendation, like we should run this set, you know, that doesn't happen every year.
Coach, you were able to qualify for the state tournament a couple of years ago. Some of your players got to experience that atmosphere. Does that experience help the preparation for this year going back to Lincoln or not so much?
Well, I guess we'll know Wednesday if it worked, but we've definitely changed things, you know, doing the pep rally the night before and trying to be more focused on just the game and not the celebrating of making it to state. So being a little bit more business focused, you know, I learned a lot when I was at Giltner. We didn't have to stay in a motel or make it such an ordeal. So that was a big change, and I think we've adjusted this year to make it more about the game, and I hope it works.
Yeah. Coach, what has been the biggest improvement, you think, from beginning of the year to now?
You know, I think two things. Defensively, we've really figured out what we want to do. We've moved people around to different spots, and I think we have them at the spots that they can best succeed. Knowing when to go fast and when not to go fast, I think sometimes when you're not confident in your ability, you just go fast all the time. And I think all the guys have gained confidence in their ball handling and their ability to score in the half, in the half court, and not just go, go, go.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your opponent in your first state tournament game. You get Maywood Hayes Center to open things. They've had a great year, 25-2. They're tall. What impresses you about them as you make your preparations, and what will be the keys for Ansley Litchfield at the state tournament?
You said tall and athleticism. I think they probably have two of the best class D1 dunkers I've ever seen. I mean, they can go from short corner one step and throw it down. So you have to deal with their athleticism. And what I worry most about that we can somewhat control, but it's going to take effort and team, is rebounding. You know, they can get to the offensive glass. They're taller than you. They can out-jump you. So are we going to make sure that we're focused? And, you know, we don't always box out. I don't want to say that because we run zone, but we need all five guys to come in there and rebound. We also have to be able to, they're going to get a run out or two and just let that go. We can't get bothered that they dunked a basketball. It's worth the same amount of points as a layup, so we can't get all shook up when that happens.
Well, Coach, congratulations on all of the success up to this point, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck at the state tournament.
All right, well, we appreciate it, and we appreciate our community support, and we appreciate you covering us.
All right, that's Coach Matt Drew joining us on our pregame show.